It's time for another round of
ChatGPT.
And our topic today is how to write a book. All right, ChatGPT, start generating. So, a lot of people ask me about this one. And writing a book is a really beautiful thing to do. There's a saying in many cultures around the world, including in Brazil, everybody should write a book, plant a tree, have a kid. So, you know, it's a thing. It is also, it's a lot of work. And there are many different ways to do it. The world of publishing has changed so much over the last 10 years. Self-publishing, you know, digital books, ebooks, not even going to a hardcover, not even going into bookstores because there's not many bookstores anymore. There's a lot of different questions around this industry. And then also, like, do you even want to go with a publisher? Is that, what's the reason people do that? All kinds of stuff like that. So that is what I want to talk about today, how to write a book. I'm going to talk about it in really four ways. Number one is the purpose of all this. Like, what's your purpose? Number two is, like, how should you think about publishers, agents, all that sort of stuff? Three is, what's the process that I recommend? And four is, regardless, like, how does one prepare for this in terms of writing? Okay, so those are the four things. Let us start out with purpose. Why are you writing this book? Now, I got to tell you, I think the only good reason to write a book is because you have to. You just really want to write this book. It's your dream. You have something you just want to talk about because that's very pure. The thing about writing a book is when you do it, it's got to be something you kind of are talking about and working on for years. Like, once a book comes out, assuming you're taking it seriously and you want to promote it and stuff like that, you're going to live with this baby for 3, 5, 7, 10 years, maybe longer. Some people write a book that gets reissued and reissued and reissued. It becomes their whole life. So knowing that you just have to do it, that is step number one. Step number two is, do you want to have a commercial angle to this? Like, if you're just doing it for the creative output, fantastic. That is so legit. I support you. If you think it is going to be supportive of your business, totally great. But understanding that interplay, how it will push your business forward, is really important. It's interesting. In England, lots of people write books to support, like, a consulting practice, a coaching practice, stuff like that. You know, okay. It's not so much done in America. It is done here, but, like, in England, it's like, if you don't have a book, you can't do anything. In America, less so. And I think it's just a different cultural thing. But knowing how it fits into your life and serves a purpose, even if it's simply enjoyment, that's your North Star, okay? With that, we're going to stop for a break, and I will continue on about agents and publishers right after this break.
FOMO.
Quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, or delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, and HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you improve efficiency by bringing all major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. And with rising prices everywhere you look, you gotta do the math and save money. Good news, by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head over to netsuite.com/FOMO. That's netsuite.com/FOMO. netsuite.com/FOMO.
Tudo bem, meus queridos FOMO sapiens?
Now that right there was Portuguese, and as you know, I love speaking foreign languages. But I'm not alone. One in five Americans have learned a new language on their bucket list. If that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off that list with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Don't pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors or waste hours on apps that don't really help you speak the language. Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, accessible, and delivered with conversation-based teaching, so you're ready to practice what you've learned in the real world. Now, FOMO sapiens, you know I speak four languages, and it takes work to stay on top of them, especially with French. C'est difficile. But with Babbel, I'm able to practice practical conversations that I can actually use in the real world. Here's a special limited-time deal for our listeners. Right now, get up to 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/FOMO. Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/FOMO. That's spelled BABBEL.com/FOMO. Rules and restrictions may apply.
FOMO.
All right, ChatGPT, how to write a book. So, first of all, assuming you want to publish, because some people just write books and, you know, whatever. They just do it for themselves. Assuming you want to publish, you're going to need to think about how to do that. So, when it comes to fiction, you really need to write the whole darn thing before you start talking to people. In nonfiction, if you do want to publish with a publishing house, do not write the whole thing. Write bits of it. Write a proposal and then take that proposal to an agent who will then take you to a publishing house. Now, there are exceptions to these rules. Like, I don't want to just say that everything is always the same, but it's generally how things work. Now, that begs the question. Number one, do you want to publish with a publishing house? You may. Publishing houses give you credibility, if it's a reputable one, gives you distribution into traditional places like bookstores that don't tend to take self-published works. Maybe it gets you some press. It's hard to get press, at least from mainstream sort of media, if you don't have a book published by like a well-known sort of publishing house. Again, you can work around these, but that's just kind of the nature of the beast. So those are reasons, right? And then of course, getting like international translations to foreign languages, all that stuff is easier when you've gone with a house. Great. But takes 18 months from signature to when the book comes out, usually. You give up a large percentage of the sales of the book. You get a royalty of between 10 and 15% typically, and you lose a lot of control, like the title and the cover. Those you don't necessarily can't drive those. Like you sort of have consultation rights, but it's them, the publisher, who in the end tells you what's going to happen. On the flip side, if you have a great editor, that can take a book that's fine and make it amazing. And the publishers do that. They do that really well. Like a great editor. Whoa. So all of that is good. And plus, once you have a publisher, you're sort of on this track where it is going to get published, assuming you submit. So you're good to go. Why self-publish? Maybe you don't want to wait that long. Maybe you couldn't get published. Maybe you don't want to deal with all that stuff. Totally fine, self-publish. But I will tell you something. It is like a different animal because you can hire an editor, but it may not be as good. You definitely lack that sort of like social proof of having a publisher. You lack that support in marketing and stuff like that. So it's just a trade-off. But if you have a huge personal brand or platform, like heck, do it yourself. Go for it. Amazon Publishing or others. Then there's just sort of like hybrid platforms where it's sort of like self-publishing, but with a little bit more support. Those are interesting. Could look at those too. I don't really know about that. I will confess. But if you want to have a book published by a big publisher, you need an agent. And that is a networking game. You can submit to agents, but you got to work the room. To find an agent, I talked to so many people, and eventually somebody introduced me and I submitted my book proposal. And you can find, by the way, how to do that online, how to write a book proposal. And she took a look at it and said, there's something here. Let's work on it together and let's see what we can do. So that's the game there. That's how you write a book and get an agent and get a publisher. Now, the last two bits, let's start with number one, process. My recommendation to people want to write a book, like a business book is 60,000 words, write 1,000 words a day. You may throw that away, but just the discipline of writing 1,000 words, you could have a draft book in 60 days, that's pretty fast. That's what I do. Like when I write books, I go away, I focus. You know, I would get up, start writing at 9 a.m. I would write my 1,000 words or a little bit more, maybe for 3, 4, 5 hours. Then I would take a break and I would edit at night. And then I would just rinse and repeat 6 days a week until it was done. It took me about 6 weeks on both of them. And then there's editing and stuff like that. But just getting that, forcing yourself to sit down and write. Oof, it's amazing. What's kind of cool is if you have a lot of notes, you start writing and then you realize you've written some of these things before 3 years ago in your notes. It's kind of nuts how that all happens. The other thing I recommend in terms of process is write everything you want to put in the book on a sticky note, stick them all on a wall, and then organize them into chapters and figure out how you want to tell each bit of that story. That way you have structure, because I am not a structured thinker. So it really saved me time. probably do a whole episode on how to write a book in terms of process and the writing bits, but those are some high-level things to think about in this topic. And finally, write anyway. Even if you're not sure if you want to write a book, just write. Write all the time. I'm telling you something. Even if you don't use it now, it may be that in 5 years you decide to write a book, and having all those notes and ideas tucked away will save you so much time. It's incredible. It's incredible, you know, how you do that. So write now, and you just don't know where it's going to go. And also try to publish. If you do want to write a book, getting your name out there as a writer, it helps to get a book deal. All right, that is my advice for you, good old PatGPT. If you have questions or thoughts, reach me at letsconnect@patrickmcginnis.com, Patrick J. McGinnis on Instagram, and PJ McGinnis on X, Twitter, whatever the heck you want to call it. All right, we'll be back on Thursday with a brand new FOMO Sapiens. Until then, PatGPT, stop generating.
FOMO.
FOMO Sapiens is recorded in New York City. Theme music is by Mike McGinnis, and editing and post-production is by Josh Elstro. If you like today's show, please be sure to rate it and recommend it to your friends. And as always, you can find me at FOMOSapiens.com and at PatrickMcGinnis.com. To advertise on FOMO Sapiens, reach out to contact@FOMOSapiens.com.